This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A 41-year-old El Paso County Sheriff's deputy has died of COVID-19. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Deputy Jeff Hopkins had symptoms of COVID-19 for about a week before his death Wednesday, but a test for the virus only came back positive a day before. Hopkins had been with the sheriff's office for nearly two decades. Sheriff Bill Elder.
He was an exceptional employee. He was always committed to the mission and the vision of the sheriff's office, and he will be missed.
It's unclear how many people may have come in contact with Hopkins, though he had not worked many days in the couple of weeks before his death. Eight other El Paso County sheriff's deputies have been diagnosed with coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Advocates are suing to force the state to provide housing for homeless people during the stay-at-home order. Lynn Thompson is with the Fort Collins Homeless Coalition.
For this to be effective, we need everybody to have access to housing. So we're not being told to stay home only if we have symptoms. We're being asked to stay home as long as we're able to do so, because that's the only way to stop mass epidemic spread.
Advocates want the state to open up empty hotel rooms and apartments for homeless people during the pandemic. And Coloradans without health insurance can get coverage through the state's exchange till the end of the month. Officials started the enrollment last month in the wake of COVID-19. Officials say only uninsured people are eligible to enroll. Workers laid off can enroll through the state's exchange for 60 days after losing their employer's insurance. It's snowing in Denver, 24 degrees. This is CPR News.